So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. A big, big game tomorrow against Geisler. How's the dressing room been this week?
I mean, believe it or not, Ben, the dressing room's been, you know, it's had a bounce about it. You know, even though we suffered another defeat last week, I think that's our last three games now, got beat 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, but loads of positive signs. And I think the one that I had to pick up was Zen. You know, Zen was down in the dumps because, obviously, you know, it's his deflected goal. But listen, you're going to play football. Things happen in games of football. And last week wasn't our day, you know, for as well as we played. And like everyone has said, you know, it wasn't to be, and we didn't get that result. So, you know, we've got to regroup and we've got to go again against Geisler tomorrow. And that's what our focus has been. Training's been great this week. We've trained to a game plan. We know about Geisler. I went to watch him against Southport the other week. So, you know, we're ready. You know, we're ready like we are ready in every game.
Now, obviously, it's we're building this up as a relegation six-pointer, but Geisler did pick up a very good draw midweek. I mean, Geisler obviously suffered a relegation last season. On your scouting missions to watch Geisler, do you sense any nerves in that camp? And if you do, is there any way we can exploit that tomorrow, do you feel?
It's just our luck, Ben, in a minute. You know, they went to Stockport and... Sorry, they played against Stockport last Saturday and drew 1-1, and they've gone to Telford in midweek and drew 1-1. So they're coming into the game, you know, probably full of confidence. And we're going into the game on, you know, the back of a few defeats. But no, you know, I went to watch Geisler and I wanted to look at the shape and I wanted to look at how they set up on set pieces and what the main, you know, what the main style of play is. So I learnt a lot from the game. We'll have to be on our lookout. They've got a tremendous throw-in that kind of can catapult into your box from anywhere on the pitch, especially from the left-hand side. It's literally a left, you know, throwing it into back post every time. So, you know, we've done quite a bit of work on that. I wouldn't say I've sensed nerves. I think, you know, when we went to see them against Southport, they held their own for 60, 65 minutes and then Southport scored a great goal. And, you know, I think when you're down there, it was difficult for them to get back into the game. But no, listen, you know, you look at the game tomorrow, fourth from bottom, second from bottom, it won't be an easy game. It'll be just as difficult as Aldridge and Boston, Stockport. You know, it's a game that both sides desperately want to win. We know that it's a must-win game for us. And Geisler, if they slip up to us, then we close some points back on them. But, you know, we'll treat the Geisler game with exactly the same respect and like we do with every game this season. And hopefully, you know, we keep saying hopefully, but, you know, we keep playing the way we do. We keep knocking on the door, keep creating chances. And, you know, you come quarter five tomorrow, hopefully we've got that win. And that's what everyone's aim is. So yeah, we're ready for the game.
And how's the squad shaping up tomorrow, heading into the game? Any injury concerns or anything like that?
No, not majorly. You know, we might have to look at, you know, O'Halloran trained, Bannister trained last night, which was great. But obviously, you know, since Halley came off against Boston, he hasn't played in a minute. So, you know, he joined in the last half an hour of training. Bannister, it looks like that he didn't have any reoccurrence. So again, he could be available selection, but, you know, speaking to the physio, Liv, it's how best we use them. You know, if we start them, will we get 90 out of them, or is it better to bring them off from the bench? So it's another conversation with the physio tomorrow morning. But apart from that, you know, Danny Morton picked up a slight knock in training last night, but we're hopeful he's going to be okay. I've got 21 to choose from. You know, it's going to be difficult. I've got 21 to choose from tomorrow. And, you know, I've said to the lads that this isn't a reflection on your performance if you're not involved in the 16. It's all about picking results up now at this point of the season. And, you know, I don't expect people to be happy, but that's my job. And I've got a team to pick tomorrow. I've got subs to pick from tomorrow. But ultimately, our aim at FC United is going to get that win tomorrow. And what has helped us this week, Ben, you know, I'm not saying that this will trigger the win, but Paul Howarth gave up his time on Tuesday night. I'm not sure if you've seen the tunnel area, but Paul came down on Tuesday night before training and he did a mini presentation to the lads. They've put pictures up in the tunnel area now. And he was explaining to the squad about what every picture meant, you know, to FC United. And it was touching, to be honest. And he finished by saying that, you know, that could be you. You know, we go to Brackley at the end of the season and manage to stay in this league. You know, that picture that you're seeing around there could be you. And that was a really good motivation for us because it showed us one, what it meant to the supporters, and Paul delivered a great presentation. But secondly, you know, to the lads as well, we don't want to be part of a potential relegation, and we're going to do everything and anything we can do to stay in this league. And everyone needs to know that. You know, every time we apply ourselves on the pitch, we're desperately trying to get that win. And luck's gone against us in recent weeks, but I firmly believe in the squad. And if we perform like we can perform and execute the game plan, there's no reason why we can't beat Geisler tomorrow.